Okay, I want to begin with, we touched upon the issue of Tafifi, but Zach and Dream are asking a very good question tomorrow, so I want to just go through that a little bit, make sure we get it clear, and then we'll take it from the Tzitzis afterwards. So Gemara and Baba Kama and Pepe's, which we mentioned yesterday, said, Shetei Isha Choferev, Chofefes, Chofelis, Diraisi. Why is it the kind of says the Gemara asks, is it Din Diraisi? The sign, the rocks of sorrow, manchli, the rachot has been the sorrow, man has besorrow as a top of sorrow, man you say. So Gemara asks, why is it a Tachana says a diraisa? So I'm a diraisa li unit. And at diraisa level, you have to examine it. Dilma mikter, perhaps it'll be knotted. And we know from the Gemara needed that one here, lamaisa knotted, is a strong knot, it'll be a problem. Inami moyas mediates, it'll be dirty. Mishum chitza. Mishum chatzitza. Gemara says, "Vasa you tikkun chafifa." So Ezra came in with sakein that the combing or chafifa, shampooing or chitza would be performed to ensure the what, to make sure there would be no problem of. So the midrashi you have to examine, but midrabbana the Gemara says you have to do chafifa. Now, I want to just go through here. First of all. I saw in some Rishonim that say what exactly the title of the word Chafifa is. Okay, so some Rishonim say, the Sidri Tara quotes from the Taisvis that it means Rechitza. Gemara we had on Samach Vavim Bezanita said, Isha lo tachuf besonein. So Rashi and Nazar writes that, and then Bezanam Raska Nazar Chafif, that's a Lashon of Chichuch in Greira, which is like rubbing. The Orchos Chayim in Hilchos Taras needed says the Lashon Chaf, meaning to clean, Zach the Noki. So Pasuk in Iyu of Zach Anochi Bli Pesha, Chaf Anochi Bli Avon Li. So some Rishonim means it's a Lashon Chitza, other Rishonim means Lashon like, you know, scrubbing. But what I want to begin with is, add on to this, first of all, there's a difficulty in this, and that is that the Ramban in Hilchos Nidin per Tes Halacha Beis says the Din Torah is that Samach LaTefila she has to check herself in her whole body, maybe she has a chatzitza. And Ezra and his Beis Din were Mesakein that she has to be Chofefes B'chol Makom Seyar Shabbat B'mayim Kamen. Okay, so that's what the Ramban writes in Hilchos Nidin per Tes Halacha Beis. So the tour in Yordaya. In Kufzadi Tess is near Midvarov that there's an obligation, Yoser Machmer Be'iun Aguf Me'iun Arosh. Meaning, basically, the way the tour is medayik from the Ramban is that the din of Iun Aguf is the din D'Araisa, and the din of Iun Rosh is a Takanas Ezra. And the Beis Yosef says, if that's the tour's shot in the Ramban, that's Mamash Apella, to say that's what the Ramban meant. Because the Dav Yadua, that it's much more matsui to find the davar chaitzis in the seyar than the rest of the body. So how can you say eichi talking that say the yiraisa she has the ma'ayin beguf and not her head, which is the makom seyar? It's like the use of the expression he had siva bara v'gir b'shmei shmaya, right? That the Gemara has a lot of places that it's basically crazy. Gemara has that expression that a citizen, you know, is the one who lives on the ground and the stranger, the sojourner. Is the one who you know is not you know not found not grounded in the ground. He's in heaven basically. So it's a crazy type of thing. It's an expression. So therefore, he claims the Beis Yosef that the Pshat and the Ramban is the following: the Pshat and the Ramban is that midiraisa you have to ma'ayin yourself and check your whole body, and included in that is the head. In other words, it's like there's an ikar and a tafel, the bidikah d'iraisa. The ikar is the body, including that is the head. Just there's a din yuchad in the hair that you have to do a maisa of chafifa. And that was the takanas Ezra. So that's how the Beis Yosef wants to walk, wants to touch the pshat in the Ramban, a different than the tour. So basically, the d'iraisa is the iyun on your whole body, not just the goop, but also the seyar, but the maisa. The Maisa Chafife, which is the Tekanis Ezra, which is shampooing and washing, is on the hair. So the Beis Yosef continues in Dir Maskel Mashkasa Rabbeinu, and says, what's pshat in Shitas HaTur? So he wants to say an amazing thing, that according to the Tur, the whole Chiyuv Iyun is only Midrabanan. The whole Chiyuv Iyun is only Midrabanan. Okay? And on that, the Tshuvah Shari Tzion says against the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish that the Chiyuv Iyun is Midiraisa. So how can the Beis Yosef touch the Tur that the Chiyuv Iyun is Midrabanan? So I want you to get this teretz. What he wants to say is that the Sugya in Baba Kama is not Lahalacha. Since we paskin like the Gemara in Sukkah and Erevin and Brachas, that Dvar Torah Ein Chaitis El Arubo Makbid, which means that what? That in order to be a Diraisa Chatzitza, it's a roll over your body and Hakpada. What do you need to check for that? That's basically what we asked yesterday in Shir. It's evident. If it's on roll over your body and there's Hakpada, there's no Chiyuv Lamaisa. So he wants to tie it, some Machlekes and Sugyas. And that the Sugyan Baba Kama holds Lamaisa. Is not la halacha, because the halacha is that ruvo makas, there is no chivim midiraisa. It's a chshash rachok that there's a chatzitza rov gufo. And therefore he says the whole chiv iyun and medik is not min atayr. That's what he wants to taina, and that's a tremendous chiddush. But that's one way of answering that kasha that we said yesterday, that it's self evident. What do you need a maisa medika for if dvar Torah is chaitzitz? Okay.
Sorry, who was that?
The Shari Tzion. Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed Os Dalet. So I wanted to bring that out. Now, if you take this even a step further, what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was that it's not a Tekanas Ezes D'Iraisa. Now, I think this is there's two Kiddush Yakas, the Stipler, and also an earlier Kiddush Yak. I think he's referring to the Stipler here. That the Pasuk, the Gemara asks the Kasha, that Chatzitza's Posel B'Tfila, that's what the Gemara asks there in Baba Kama, Chatzitza's Posel B'Tfila, the Gemara says, Chatzitza's Posel B'Tfila, whether you hold this Ruvo Makbid or you hold Lamaisa, like this Gemara in Baba Kama, we're learning that's even less than that, but why are you Chayshish for it? Minole that you're Chayshish for, that there should be a Dvar Chaytis, that you require to have this Pedikit, that you require this Iyun. Okay, you're right, Chatzitza's Posel, but the Gemara is assuming a certain premise. So you could say, Poshim Shad, that it's a riot of the Rashba, that Savik Dereis L'Chumra. Savik Dereis L'Chumra, and Lamaisa, you have to be Chayshish. Savik Dereis L'Chumra, and you have to check Lamaisa. You have to check, and maybe this Sugya holds that, as I said, you don't know Rubo Makbid. Maybe the smallest thing is a Dereisa thing. It's a Machlekes and Sugyas. And this is Savik Dereis Midereis L'Chumra, like the Rashba. It's a Kasha on the Ramam. Hold Savik Dereis Midereis to the Kul Midrabban L'Chumra. But also, you could say over from the Chachmas Adam, Chachmas Adam says that there's a Cheskes Tuma. So therefore, Minatayr, you have to be Machim Misafek. And he also says here, the Stipler gives an answer. If it's a Stipler, that it's Biyadal of Ara Safek. So therefore, the Kuliyam, you have to be Cheshes L'Safek and the check. Okay. So that's L'Maisa. That's Lamaisa regarding the Pshat and the Gemara regarding what the Kasha was. Now, I want to take this a step further, which we mentioned yesterday as well. The Gemara we said in Sukkah and Erevin and Brachas always says you need Rubo Makbid. So, the Rambam we know, famous Machleis Rambam, the Gonim, we discussed many times already. And the Gonim say that, you know, that here Lamaisa is considered to be a separate institution, the Goof's a separate institution. The Rambam is Cholik and says the whole body is all one thing. So they ask on the Rambam from this Gemara, and this is the Gon we mentioned yesterday, but I want you to get it clear. Sifkot Yadav, the Gon we mentioned, or Sameach has like this also. They ask on the Rambam, the Brisa says, Yune, Dilma Miktar. That's what Zach and Jeremy were asking. Dilma Miktar? What do you mean Dilma Miktar? Maybe there's a knot? That's push-up shot. Is on. I was telling maybe Jeremy and Zach, maybe it's on the whole body, but that's push-up shot. It's wrong. Dilma Miktar's on your hair. So who cares if Rov Avod? Let's say all your hairs on your head are knotted. But according to the Rambam, it's still not Rov your body, right? You follow me? So therefore, Lamaisa, it's very difficult. So it could very well be that this is a what? This is a riot to the Gonim. That's what the Gon wants to say. There's a riot of the Gonim against the Rambam. Okay? So how would you solve the Rambam? So there are some Sameach wants Sini Suribiya Perikdal Lachaches that in a Hanami, Rechoshish, maybe there is benosaf to the hair that's tied. Zach, you have to say there's something disgusting on the whole body. So I was thinking then you got to read the two answers to the Gemara together. The Gemara said, right, Amri Diraisa Liune, and it says, Dilma Mikhtar Inami Mois Midi. See, if you read it all together, you could have knots in your hair. You could also have disgusting things in your body that will make up a robe of your whole body. That's the way the Ursumach wants to read it to save the Rambam. But so that's exactly what the Gon says, exactly what you said. He says, very difficult, because the Gemara says, Inami. It's Mashmah that the Chashash, and the first answer was the Kshira alone. Only in the second answer does Gemara Dover Muas. So therefore, Lamaisa, that's why the Shulchan Aruch is Soysim like the Gon, because it's Kasha. But Lamaisa or Samach gives this answer. You can read maybe both answers together. And then he says, Lamaisa, another Teretz, says the Orsamech beautifully, and he wants to taina the following. He wants to taina that maybe you could say that the Gemara did not list off all the Takanas of Ezra in this Sugya and Baba Kama. Famous Gemara. It wasn't listing off Takanas that were considered to be Siyagim L'Torah. There were Takanas L'Kiyum Uma and Chaya Mishpachet, and the Misakin that they wouldn't come to divorce their wives, and Chafifa, they were not Misakin because of the Siyag. They didn't want him to find the Nima, the Sugyan, get involved in the base, and have a Sakana, God forbid, or become upset. So when the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, Chafifi D'Yeraisa, he doesn't mean Mamish D'Yeraisa. No, it doesn't mean Mamish D'Yeraisa, because again, according to the Rambam, you need the whole body. No, we're not Chayshish that it has to be Chaytzitz robe. It's a Siag L'Torah, so it's like Ein D'Yeraisa. So that's what the Gemara meant to say. It's another way of reading the Gemara. That's another way to solve the Rambam. The Gemara there meant, Lamai said, really, Takanas. The Gemara was asking, this is not Takan of that class. This is a Takan of a Siyah. And therefore, Lamai said, shouldn't be on the list. And that's what the Gemara meant.
Who is that ready?
That's Ursamach's second Teretz for the Rambam. Okay? First Teretz was to combine the two Terutzim together in the Gemara. The second Teretz is to say, Lamai said, that the Gemara didn't mean really the Yeraisa. And the third teretz is again that Chuvashari Tzion that says, our sugya is not lalacha. And therefore, even a viyuna makbid, lamaisa, our sugya held the Baba Kavitz Chaitzis of our Torah. And therefore, lamaisa, that's why you need a chiyavim min a Torah. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a chiyavim min a Torah. Back to our kasha. And we don't accept the sugya in Baba Kama. We pass like suk erbin and brachas. That's ruba makbid. So lamaisa is a good beer, lamaisa. Now, how to understand this, lamaisa? How to understand this chat? In the Gemara, okay? Now, I just want to point out a few other Nakudas here, let's get them, that Chafifa ben Misrak is from Takanas Ezra. Chafifa with a comb, Rashi holds in Baba Kam is from Takanas Ezra, but the Tais is written, Baba Kam here asks on him from a Mishnah Nazar. What does the Mishnah say, Nazar? We all should know this from the Hilchos Shabbos. Dover Shem is Kavan, Nazar Chofifa Mufatzmes. Avalo Sorek. So you see that what? Siruk is not Bichlal Chafifa. From the Lashon Mishnah. Nazar Kofei from a fat face. Avalo Sorek. That's Lashon Mishnah. So the Tais Rid says the Siruk is not Bichlal Chafifa. Chafifa only means bathing. Doesn't mean combing. And therefore Siruk is Minat Torah. It's not from Takanas Ezra, says the Tais Rid. Rashi says Siruk is from Takanas Ezra. No, says Tais Rid. Siruk is Midin Torah because it's Rechitza. And therefore Lamaisa. Siruk Lamais, and we all in Derek Haselios Kasher v'Sover Zebezeb, and they get Sovach Zebezeb, they get mixed in. So it comes out Lamais that according to Rashi, the Chafifa is considered to be Misruk with a comb, and he says that's the Takana Zebezeb. The Yisrid says not true. He says we find Chafifa is considered to be Rechitza. It's a different word than Siruk, and therefore he says Siruk is what is considered to be Minatir. Lamais, combing is Minatir. Combing is not what? Combing is not Takana Zebezeb.
That's
Bechal
Yen
Aguf. What'd you say?
It's like Bechal
Yen Aguf. What do you mean? According to Tosis Rid?
Yeah.
Siruk has been the entire Lamaisa.
The entire, just like
yeah. How? And Ezra was Mesakim Mechitza. The combing has been Atayra. Wow. According to Tosis Rid. You find that crazy?
Then why is Cohen as
why is that a huge jump?
The Mishnah just says that Chafifa and Siruk are separate.
Correct.
Okay, so now I know that Siruk is not part of Chafifa, but how do you know that Siruk is part of the Inagur?
Okay, I hear you. That's what he wants to be Mechadish.
Rebbe, how is a Kohenist? Why would a Kohenist?
One second. So the Meiri, one second, comes out from the Meiri, our Soyser. Because the Meiri here is a Steering Meiri. The Meiri in Baba Kama learns like Rashi at Siruk is with Takanas Ezra. And in Nida, what does he say at Samach Bobam Beis the Meiri? The Mask of Ezra. He says, Ezra Beistino was Mesakin that the woman Chofefis, that it's not enough to do Sriku in. Mashma that Siruk, according to Miri Nida, is the Eraisa. Whereas what? In Baba Kam, he says, Siruk is what? Siruk is Takanas Ezra. So it's a Stira Lamaisa, In the what? Steer in the Miri. Correct. It's a steer in the Miri. The Shus Yankov is of the opinion that Siruk is not Bechlach Hafif at all. There's no Chiyuv to do Sikur Mikra Adin. Siruk is just a Chumra Ba'alma. Taisus says that it needed Samaches from the base. And the truth of the matter is, what was the Lashon of the Mechaber in Sif Gimel? What's the Lashon of Arminik Tov Shaf Chafafa? Shaf Shechafafa? Tikach Misruk Levitz Amirchatz. Mashu would just take the comb, and you know, it's like a side thing. It's Mashu of the Mechaber, it's also not Mikra Adin. But the Sidre Tara, Kuf Tzadi Tesef Kontes is the Chiyuv Gomer. And the Kavanas of Shulchan Aruch means, after the circuit far, even if she's already combed, she did the thing, make right there. Bring another, bring it, invite her. Exactly. Do another one, a Siruk Shenis. And that's what Mefur Santer is Zahav. So, Lamaisa, the bottom line is, the Rechitza, Rov Rishonim says, is Chafifa, the Bale HaNefesh is Rechitza, is Bechal Iyun, and is Achiv Yeraisa, and the Ritvin Nida, Samach Lomid Maska Rav, it says, Lidvarav, you have to say that Ezra's Masakin it, and it was most of you need Rechitza Bechomin. You need to have, it's called Rechitza, but the Ezra was besides got to be Dafkin hot water. So that's the Mahalik Lamaisa regarding this. Let's get him, because I was bothered by this, and Jeremy and Jack actually were bringing it out, Lamaisa. But this brings us to the next Likud I want to just get to. Yes. Let's get it. 1 second, I want to just get to this, okay? And then you ask the question, then we got to get to the Mahalik Lamaisa about Chatzitza afterwards. What is the definition of Chafifa geographically on the body? Is it only the Rosh or the Goof? So we saw Tysus, you saw Tysus in Chulin, and Tysus in Baba Kama. So Tysus in Baba Kama on Daf Pei Beis and Manav Maskesh Tehei says as follows, okay? The bottom Tysus. Rabbi Natan, and the truth is Rov Rishonim say like this. Truth is Rov Rishonim. The Rambam has like this, the Baal HaNefesh, Yeremor, Zeruah, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Miri, the Ran, Shulchan Aruch, the Shach. Most of them say that the din of Ezra of Chafifa was Barosh Bilvad, because the hairs would get tied together. And the Arayas are this. I want to bring 5 Arayas for this. Let's get it. That it's only Chafifa Barosh. Number one, as Zach and Jeremy said, Dilma Miktar, where are the Ksharim usually found? On your head. Number one. Number two, the Lashon Chafifa is only Lashon Barosh, like the Mishnah Nazar. Nazar Chofi Mufasa Lalo Sorek. Sharaguf is a lashon adoche. Lolam yom adam toch beis shtei isha madecha beis kamatev mayim. Right, madeches didn't say chayfif. Chayfif is only rosh. Number 3, from the din of rak the beis kamatev you need adocha. Mash for the rest of the goof doesn't need hadocha the what the chafif. Okay, doesn't need adocha. The rest of the goof is answer hadocha the chafif. Okay, it's similar to the second one. The Gemara Tosis Anita Samachavav and Beis means Araya Ishalot Tachof Avu Bechamin. So Mayim Karim, what does cold water do? It removes hair. So the fact it didn't say Lo Tachuf Rosha, it's Mashu that Stam Chafifa is Barosh. Okay, Stam Chafifa is Barosh. So that's by the fact it was Sosim and didn't say Lo Tachuf Rosha. Lamai said meant Stam Chafifa is Barosh. And number 5, the Ramban. In Nida Samuel quotes from the Kasha of our Gemara Chafifa D'Araisahi, right? The Gemara is Marich in the whole Kasha there. Remember how it was Marich? Yisamya Rachos B'Zerah Mayim. Surely the Rachos B'Zerah Mayim. That's B'Zerah Samuel Mayim. And you say our the Gemara has this whole Chag Gad Yah. Just go right to the Kasha. So the fact that the Gemara wants to bring out a whole long Chag Gad Yah to quote the Drush of B'Zerah Rabbos Sayar Shmami Ne'in Chifel B'Sayar. So that's the Mahalach in Rishonim that I want you to get according to one Mahalach from Rishonim. Okay? Rov Rishonim say that Chaviv is only Barosh and not Bechol Aguf. However, Shitas Rashi, it's quoted in the Pardes, Sefer Pardes, Maksavitri, Sefer Pardes, Simon Reshai, and Gimel, Maksavitri, Simon Tov Sarites, quoted in Taisa Nida and Samach Vavim Beis, and the Torah has it as well. Okay? Have to tell you though, the Ramban and the Ran quote Rashi saying Chaviv is Beseyar. So this looks like a steer in Rashi. Not a problem. Seir means what? Beshechi. And Makab Sneas. That's what it, so it's not a steer. That's what the Razaruah says, Beshem the Bahag and the Rokeach. So that's what it means, so Lachalom Isa. Okay.
So the
whole Machlokas
is Nogea
Beshechi Beis Erva? Yeah, no, I'm saying when they quote Rashi, when the other Rishonim, the Ramban and Ran quote Rashi, we have this Masorah to Rashi, El Bechol Aguf, Lom Isa, yeah? Mm-hmm. But then the Ramban and Ran, They quote Rashi saying the Seyar, so it's a Stir Rashi. No, Seyar meant anywhere on her body. Correct. Uh-huh. Oh, so Rashi's sheet is B'chol Yuf. What are the Raya's for Rashi? Because what does it say in Shabbos, Kuf Chofa Meveis? If you have Shem Hashem written on your flesh, what is the Lashon? Harizol Yachuf. What's that talking about? The flesh of your body, not the head. So you see, Chafuf means the whole, the goof, goof. Number two, in Nidah Samechesim Meveis, it says, Chaser dode mayim l'chaim, o avonim shivu mayim chaim l'merchotz ben, kor matvilut. Masha the chafif is b'chol aguf. If it was just a rosh, you wouldn't need so much water. Number three, the Machzor Vitri quotes from Ravid Samach Vav and Beis, which we'll start, we'll see our good the Gemara today, B'nez Hashem. Tavlo v'olsem l'imsel av darachaitis, im b'olse yom shechafa tavlo, shein tzricha l'chuf l'litbol, im lo tzricha l'chuf l'litbol. From the fact it says b'chafifa, in regarding Stam Chatzitza, it's Muchach that Chafif is on the whole goof. It was just Barosh, right? Then why did it say, mention the Savig Lin Chatzitza Shemarosh? Right? It should Chatzitza Poselis B'chol HaGuf. So Shmam and Chafif is on the whole body. So you have this major, major Machlek, is Rav Rishonim against Rashi. Is Chafifa on the, only on the goof? I'm sorry, is Chafifa only on the hair? Or is he even on the whole goof like Rashi? But I have to say, that even you hold like Rov Rishonim, that it was only on the Seyar, there was a minig benos Yisrael to be chayfif the whole body. Why is that? So Tosis by us in Samach Vavim and Bey says, to be chayshish to the sovereign that Takanas Ezra was lachuf kol aguf. Okay, it's a chumra. It's a mach with the other sheet. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar in Simukuf Ayin Tes says, because if you find it darachotz is beguf alakar tfilo, we don't want you to have to go to mikvah a second time. Okay. The Rabban says that you have to do chafifa b'mekomas aseir shebeguf. Therefore, since you're going to have to, it's an interesting concept. Rabban says need a samachvav mezimas chafifa. Since you have to do chafifa on the hairs in your body, might as well do the whole body chafifa. Number four, the Ran in Shuas Perik Beis Zinu Vavimnas says since it's been at Torah, you have to ma'ayin in bodek kol aguf. Therefore, the minig was. That's Minatari one at the time. Many is also do Chafifa. And the last one is the Emek Shel and the Shiltus. We don't want Kadesh Liyitztarach, Kasu Shliyitztarach, Isha Acheris, Shetayim V'Yidog, V'Makomo Shatavelas, Eni Chol L'Ros. We don't want another woman to have to look and check the Makomos that Tavelas is not able to see. Interesting. L'maisa. So we don't want to have to necessitate that. I don't know how the notion of a mikvah lady fits in with that, but that's why he says the minig was to do the whole body halacha lamaisa. Okay, all right. But this is the big machlokes I wanted to go through here, and shkoyach to Zach and Jeremy as I mentioned. So based on this, now we have a little bit of more of a hesber now and what kafifa is. Okay, because it really emanated from the Gemara and was your kasha. It was basically your kasha, Zach and Jeremy's, was what the Beis Yosef's kasha was on the Tur Sibir and the Ramban. And the Tyson Chulin also. Same way they were touching the Beis Yosef, the Ramban will touch the Tyson Chulin. Okay, one other Nikud I wanted to mention. I didn't go through it clearly, the whole thing, but I do want to mention, Jordan pointed out that the Bari Ashulchan points out that Tanai that we have from the Chikrei Lev about the Bracha, the Chavis Yaris Choylikan, Lamaisa. Didn't go through the whole Mahalo, but we should just note that the last page in the Bari Ashulchan, he quotes a Chavis Yor that was Cholik on the Stikrei Leif. So I don't you know what the Maskana was about, that they go to the Mikveh twice and they say the Bracha, no, you don't have to do it tonight. But nonetheless, it was Cholik on the Stikrei Leif that made such a tonight. Okay. Yeah, he says it doesn't work, Lamaisa. Doesn't work. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't go through the whole. I just want to note that he was Choylikan.
Who was Choylikan?
Chavis Yor. The Chavis Yor was Choylikan. Chavis Yor was Choylikan. Okay? All right. Fine. Okay, go ahead, real quick.
For the whole question that Zach had on the Rambam about the Pazik sounds like it's talking about Seder and the answers in the Or Sameach. Could you say just very balabatish, she has very, very long hair, and therefore the hair could be rove?
Nah.
How long is that?
If she has, still have, everyone has a body, though. No matter how long your hair is.
Hair could be 10 feet long. Uh-huh. There are ladies with very, very long hair.
Okay. That's
I'm saying that it could very easily.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be more robe than a body. Everyone has a body, though. No matter how long the hair is, I never don't think it's ever going to become robe. But it's an interesting thought. Okay. All right, let's see Vaitan now. Now, what's the din if someone finds a chatzitza after the tefillah? So the Gemara has a chulin and kuf yudam ra'u. Gemara's lashon. Gemara's lashon says as follows. The Gemara says, Masif Rabbal Isula Ravuna Tava Ba'ala Vanimsal of the Rachaitzitz. Afa Bishisati Bosamin Kalyam Kula, Losal of Fila, Achimar Barley Shalayai Kodim Lachem. So the din is if someone comes up to, goes to the mikveh, and comes up and finds there's a mechitza. So he finds there's a chatzitza. So even though you've been in Sasek, but also Yom with that thing, you've been working with glue the rest of the day, and later you found some glue stuck. So we assume that Lamaisa. There was a possibility, you know, a push-up shot is that Mestama, the glue was on the guy after he went to tefillah. We still are choshish that maybe he was on it before. Until he knows, he says, Barley, I know for sure it's not a problem. That's a lashon of the Gemara. So it comes out, and as I said here, Lamaisa, if it's a problem, Chatzitza min ha-Torah, so Savit Yeraisa l'chumra, and if it's a problem, chatzitza min rabbanan, you don't say sofik rabbanan lechula here because why? You have a chazaka that there's a tumah like you mentioned before. He's a cheskes tumah. So lamaisa comes out that from this gemara pashup shot is that you have to say, and that's what's so interesting about it, that you have to say that there seems to be a gemara in Maseches Nida that's sosa this gemara. Okay, because the Gemara in Maseches Nida and Samach Vavim Beis quotes Rava, Amar Rava Tavlov also Benimsa Allah Adav Rechaitis Im Samach Lachfif Atavla In Tzricha Lachuf Lippol Vim Lav Tzricha Lachuf Lippol Ikad Amri Im Osi Yom Shechafa Atavla Ein Tzricha Lachuf Lippol Vim Lav Tzricha Lachuf Lippol My Benayu Ikad Benayu Lemisach Lachfif Lippfila Lemichak Yama Lemitpa Belalya. So the Gemara has two Lashonos here. There's an Ikad Amri here in Nida. Gemara has two lashonos. If a woman finds a chatzitza after tefillah, so according to the first lashon, she doesn't have to be choifiv in tovo a second time if she was tovo some of the kafifa. According to the second lashon, it's even more mekel. A woman doesn't have to do a chafif in tefillah a second time if she was tovo ba osahona within the same 12-hour period as the chafifa. Okay, so it's clear that these two lashonos of Rava are smack against the Bryson Chulin. The Bryson Chulin was Mechayev, a woman, Lachser, the Litbol, the whole palm, unless you're Barili. Unless you're Barili, that I know for sure. So you have the Bryson Mesechus Chulin that says, Beferish, that until you're Barili, if you come up after the Tfilin find a Chatzitza, you got to go again. Whereas the two Lashonos of Rava definitely assume not that way. In fact, the second Lashon is more makeup than the first Lashon. As long as it's Bosa Ona, you don't have to go again. The Chafifa was the same Ona as the Tfilin. So how do you answer this Kasha? So there's two approaches. The Rambam in Hilchos Mikvah Spirit Beis, Halacha Yed Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel, is Masbir, that Rava Bechla was not talking about Tfilin, he was only talking about Chafifa alone. What does that mean? I mean, according to the Rambam, if you found a chatzitza al gufa after tefillah, you definitely have to go to mikveh a second time. The only thing that Rava was saying is that if you did chafifa b'yom tefillah, that you don't have to do a new chafifa a second time. You definitely got to do a tefillah a second time, but you don't have to do a new chafifa. So therefore, the rule is the Gemara Chulin, and the Gemara Nida wasn't bichlal talking about tefillah. It's talking about chafifa. And Lamaisa, the Chiddush is, you don't have to do Chafif again, but Tefillah for sure you got to do again. That's the Rambam. However, Tosfos on Samach Vavim and Beis, Dirmasva Im and Maseches Nida, has two Terutzim. And he says as follows. The first Terutz is the Bryson Chulin was talking about a woman that didn't do Chafif HaSamach LaTefillah. And therefore, she's got to go to Mikveh a second time. A woman that does Chafif HaSamach LaTefillah does not have to go to mikvah a second time, and that's what Rava was talking about. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. And then Tosfos continues, gives a second teretz, that the Bryson Chulin is talking taras. How many times we've had that chiluk this summer, right? Many times we've had that chiluk. Taisus in the second tier says the Brisa includes talking about Taurus. And Rava Nidu is talking about Hetel Labaila. And we're more Machma on Taurus than Hetel Labaila. Okay? Someone might ask you why. You could say what we said yesterday from the Gemara and Chulin, right? Because the bottom line is that it's still a Dabar Chulin, right? Even though it's a Chiv Karis, but it's still a Dabar Chulin. So the Chomer Machra by Tyrus, and they were Koveya, even a woman is Chafaf, even if a woman is Chafafa, does Chafifa, Samach Latvila, she has to go to Mikveh the second night only to be also with Tyrus. Het to Labaila, no. So it comes out according to Taisvis. Comes out according to Taisus, let's get it, that a woman that does chafifa somach latfilah and she finds chatzitza after the mikveh does not have to be told a second time. L'may nafkeminu between the 2 days in Taisus. Nafkeminu would be if a woman does a chafifa and there's a lot of time between the chafifa and the mikveh. And then after going to the mikveh, she deals with glue or paint the whole day. So what do you say? And then she finds the paint on her because she dealt with it the whole day. Well, maybe the paint was on her before the tefillah. So if you're like the first day in Taisus, you're going to have to go to the mikveh a second time. Because it wasn't samach. According to the second day in Taisus Lamaisa, no problem, because as long as Ba'osa Ona, it's considered to be fine, and therefore, we assume it came on the Chatzitza was Nidbak on our goof after the Tefillah. She doesn't have to go to a second time, go to the Mikveh at all, only for Taurus specifically. So how do we paskin? So the Machaber in Sifyud and Sifyud Aleph says like this, Chafafa V'ayna Baliyasa chafa vayne v'tavla baliyasa nimsa davar choytzitz im besoch ona shechafa tavla ena tzukat tefila keres imah tzukat tefila keres. So it's clear the Machaber holds like the second day in Taisus. As long as it's considered the same onus at tefila the chafifa, she doesn't have to go to mikveh a second time. Ramah says aga av mishayis chafifa somach la tefila kigon shechafa biyom somach la erev v'tavla tefilas laiva. There's two onos. I'm sorry, you don't have the clue. It's got to be the same owner. Okay? Then the Machaber writes, Rambam Rambam says, no, you always need a second mikveh. In one scenario where it was samuch lemaisa, you don't need to do a new chafifa. If it was not samuch, then you need to do a new chafifa. So, lemaisa, it comes out that the Machaber Paschas like that second day. Does it quotes the Rama, but it doesn't pass like the Rama. Okay? So the Sidre Tara in Simon Kufzad at Sifkan Lamadal, and the Chayat of Simon Klav Kufkov, Ostet Zion says, even if there's a Hafifa Samach with Tefillah, and you find a Chatzitza after Tefillah, he says, you be Choshish for the Rambam to be Toivel a second time. Wow. That's what the Sidre Tara and the Chachmas Adam say. However, the Shach in Sifkot and Ted Zion is masking with the Shulchan Aruch that a woman that does chafifa somach l'tfilasa does not go to the mikveh a second time, but he does paskin the first day in Taisus, which says that if there was a lot of time between the chafifa and tefillah, and then she found a chatzitza after the tefillah, l'maisa, even if she worked with paint the rest of the day, l'maisa, she would have to go to a mikveh a second time. So the Shach does paskin a little different than the Machaber, in the sense he passed on the first day in Taisus against the second day in Taisus. Okay. Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
Where do you see the Machaber that he passed on the second day? Wasn't he makbid on the owner?
Yeah, that's the second day, as long as it's within the same owner. It's got to be within the same owner. Right, that's the second day. Within the same owner, you could have a lot of hours, you know. You go to the mikveh at 2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, do the chafifa at, 9 o'clock, in the evening. So, in that sense, but the Shach says against that. He says like the first day. Okay, just to finish off, the Machaber says, "Med v'rumu shalom shalom askubo samin lachar tefila." I mean, askubo being tefila lebdika, but if you did deal with it between the tefila and the bdika, ain't sricha tefila acheres. Shani Tola also mentions askubo. Aval im lo chafa kodim tefila, but if you didn't do a chafiva, then you get an ain't tolin ba. You're not told obviously askubo achar tefila. Okay, so let's take this a step further now. Now, in our Girsas, in our Gemara, we had a Lishna Kama, a Lishna Basra of Rava, in Nida, Samach Vav and Beis. But if you look in the Rif and the Ran, they flipped it. Okay? They had it Lehefech. So, in our Girsas, the Lishna Kama is Koveya, that you don't have to go to a mikvah if there's a Chafifa Samach Latfila. But the Lishnabasu is even more makel. That's our Girsa. As Jordan just pointed out, that it's the same Ona, it's fine. You don't have to go to Mikvah a second time. So it's much more makel. The first Lishna Kama requires Samuch, and the Lishnabasu doesn't have any Samuch as long as it's in the same Ona. That's our Girsa. The Riff and the Ron had it flipped. So the Mechaber and Sif Yud had our Girsa, and he passes like the Lishnabasu, like we just said. As long as it's the Chafif and Tefillah's Vosa Ona, you don't have to go to Mikvah a second time. What happens, though, is Jordan, you were pointing this out, if the Chafifa is Samach L'Shkia, but the Tefillah is B'Tchilas Alayla, well, there, I'm sorry, it wasn't the same Ona. Therefore, since it was not the same Ona, Lamaisa, you would have said it's a problem. He says here in the Shari, Nitam Nisyaches, the Chafifa Tefillah Kibu Nasu Shneim B'Layla, U'Lahakal in Matzah Chatzitza Achar HaTefillah. Even though in theory you would have said, listen, it's not the same owner, but you're following what is supposed to be done, right? And if what is supposed to be done is to do it right before Shkia, you know, and then do it a little bit, or right, you know, Benishmash, or whatever it is, it's hard to believe that that's not going to be what? That that's not going to be acceptable, halacha l'maisa. So therefore, you know, it seems to be, Lamaisa, that one would have said that that's considered to be what? Considered to be okay, according to the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah said not that way, right? The Ramah said, Avi Shai Sechafifa Samach L'Tfilo, Gion Shechafa B'Yom Samach L'Erer, V'Tavu L'Tfilo Zlai Holo V'Ayah B'Shtei Onos. It's a problem. So the Ramah Taka had a problem with that, but Sharar wants to say that the fact that the Mechaber is passing the Shnabasa, that should be okay. That's what he wants to tie in. Like is Mechaber Ramah in that scenario. Yeah, Jordan.
I'm confused. I thought the Shulchan Aruch said that in terms of Chafifa, we try to do both Rashi and the Shulchan. So Chafifa should have started Biyom and go even into the Laila.
Right.
So you're not doing necessarily what else. I mean, you're following one sheet of Rashi or Shulchan. So
yeah, but you're trying to fulfill both of those opinions, and it's. I shouldn't look at it that they're Shteyonis. That's what he wants to say.
No, but
in the case
we don't view it like Shteyonis. The Ramah says no. Like
you're doing Rashi.
We're doing both. The Kamilah.
No, you're trying to.
The Chafifa is the Lailos, and it's the same Omer.
No, you're trying to fulfill. No, you're trying to do a little bit beyond and to fill Rashi and also the Shilta's into the Lailos.
Then it's the same Omer. You did Chafifa the Lailos also.
I understand, but he's.
So
right, but he wants to say that the Mechaber would say even in a case, let's say, where you finished it before Shkia, that would still be considered to be okay. Because the Mechaber doesn't mention that, right? The Ramah is the one who goes out and says, if you do that, it's wrong. It's a good deal. The Mechaber didn't say that. So the Mechaber is going to say that even if you finish before Shkia, that's still good enough. The Ramah is a taina, like you're saying, that it technically still stay on us. But he wants a taina that according to the Mechaber, that would still be good. I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a good deal. The Mechaber didn't say that, no? The Mechaber didn't say it, okay.
I think Jordan maybe also his
I hear you, but I'm saying we're going to view it like that. We're going to view it like that's considered. Because what? How do you define Samach? Let's say, how do you define Samach? So what did we say? So we said one shot was, it was half an hour, correct? What did Yerayim say? 3 hours. Who said Chetzi Shah? Rav Shevet Alevi, yes? The Yerayim, though, said 3 hours. So, Lamaisa, you know, if you say it's referring to what? It was referring to 3 hours, so, you know, that's a different definition. That's still considered to be Samach L'Tfilah. But the Shevet Alevi writes in Os Yud that if you find the Chatzitza after Tfilah, she doesn't have to go to Mikvah second time as long as it's considered to be Samach L'Tfilasa. And that's, as we define, according to Shevet Alevi, is considered to be, within a half an hour. So that's Kuf Sadi Tes, Os Yud, and Damascus Shach, Sifkon Yud, which definitely in Eretz Yisrael, definitely you can do that. One sec, David. But in the Bari HaShulchan, in the Biurim, in the Amud Kuf Yud Tes, he writes that a woman could be Mekel and could prevent herself from going to a mikvah a second time only if she makes sure that she's not Mesiyat Das within the Chafif and Tefillah. So if there's a possibility that glue stuck under a goof after the tefillah, you could be makel like the Urayim and assume that it was fine, and the woman is not chayav to be tovel a second time as long as she did the chafifa within the 3 hours before the tefillah, we can assume that glue or paint was after she came out of the mikveh. Okay. So, lemaisa, how do we paskin? So, the Shach here in Sifkot Yudalid, and the Chochma Sodom in Kufkov Klal Tevov, says the Minig Ashkenazim is to be Machna. So what do we mean to say by that? So basically what he says is like this. Yesh la'achra k'shte adeyes, which means the following. If you do chafifa samach l'tfila, but it was not the same owner, then you have to do chafifa and tfila again. That's one case. Shach is machmer. Like Jordan was saying from that Ramon. Number two, if the chafifa and tfila were within the same owner, but one was done, let's say, at 9 p.m. at night, and she didn't go to mikveh until what? 2 a.m. Then you're going to have to go to do chafifa and tefillah again. So both those scenarios, the shach is machmer. Both those scenarios, the shach is machmer, lahalacha. And the svardim will be making l'maisa, like the Shulchan Aruch, as long as the chafifa and tefillah is done b'osa ona, or it's done samach l'shkia miyad, we'll view that as being okay. So that's interesting din that comes out. So let's just take this a step further and we'll get the cases halacha l'maisa. What's the din if she doesn't do the chafifa samach l'tfilasa, but she did iyun? She did iyun before she went to mikveh. So what's the din? What's the din halacha l'maisa? So the Sidrei Tara and Sifkan Chavtes says it's a machlokes rishonim. According to the Rashba, if you do iyun on your body before tefillah, you never have to go to the mikveh a second time. And the Ran is choylek. The Ran says if you don't do chafifa samach l'tfilah, and you find a chatzitza after tefillah, you're in trouble. You have to go to mikveh a second time, even if there's Ian Beguk before the tefillah. Okay?
Who's that, Rebbe?
This is a machlokes Rash Baran in a case where you found the chatzitza in a situation after you went to mikveh, you found a chatzitza, but there was a long space between the chafifa and the tefillah. Rash Baran says it's fine. You don't have to go to mikveh a second time. And the Ran says, Lamaisa, you have to what? You have to go to mikveh a second time, even if you didn't Ian before the tefillah. How do you paskin? So the Sidrei Tara learns that the Mechaber held like the Rashba, and therefore you can be Mekel. As long as she didn't eat a goof, it's not a problem. Even if she found a chatzitza after the tefillah, there was a big space between the tefillah, between the chafif and the tefillah. However, the Shach, and the very next Sifkot and Sifkot Tevav, again is Machmer. The Shach and Sifkot Tevav says, I'm sorry. He says, in such a case, he says, you must be Machmir. And he says, Lashon like this. In Sifkot and Tetvov, he says, Tzricha litpol shenis. Kevich lo chofa, somach mamish lo tzilasa. Talimin shiadavar achot, shishim sa'agub hayalo b'shach tfilah. Bav shi'ina b'chol gufa, kodin tfilasa, lo matzakum lo mahani. Chashin in shem lo aina yafa yafa. It's mashal like that. In the Ran, Beis Yosef quotes the Ran in the beginning of the Siman. So the Beis Yosef, the Shach Sifkot Tevav is Machmir. He says, we go like the Ran. Kol's man, it was not Somach L'Tfila, it was a big space between the Chafif and Tfila. You find a Chatzitzi after Tfila, you have to go to Mikvah a second time. Aye, the Shulchan Aruch was only Mekel when the woman what didn't know when the Chatzitza was. You know, if there was a great probability, I didn't mention that. We're going to mention it now. There's a great probability, guys, that the Chatzitza was there B'Shach Tfila, there's no games. Then you should go to Mikvah a second time. That's what the Shari Ora says. I mean, you got to look at the probabilities. If it's 70-30 that it was honor when she went to tefillah, go again. 70-30 not, then it's not a problem. The question is besuffic. What do you do besuffic? So according to the Minig HaSfardim, if she did chafifa, bosa, ona, shetavla, bar, or samach l'shkia, then she doesn't have to go to mikveh a second time. According to Ashkenazim, no. You call him Mimeko when it was bosa, ona, and also samach l'shkia. You need a combination of both. You need samach and you need also ona. What happens if the woman doesn't do chafifa, samach l'tfilah, big space, but she did iyun? Again, the Sfardim will be Mekel, Ashkenazim will be Machmer, require another tefillah. And what happens if a woman is not chafafa, bonus tefillah, and after the tefillah, she was working with the paint and glue? So according to the Sfardim, she doesn't have to go to Mikveh a second time, because we assume it was Nibekis after the tefillah. According to Ashkenazim, she'll have to go a second time, as long as she hasn't yet, he adds on, been with her husband. That's what he points out. Ashkenazim will be Machmer, as long as she hasn't been with her husband. I don't know why he says that. I mean, did you find any indication for that here? I didn't find anything, no. I don't want Mochi Lazim in. So we didn't, up till now, I don't know why he threw that in. I got the impression you should always do it, no matter what, no?
We always
do that?
It's
a Machmer, you mean?
Well, it depends what it is. It's a Machmer.
Drabanan, Savi Drabanan Lakulu, Savi Drabanan, he's saying good. Yoni's saying good. We don't hold like that sugi, that's the clicks and sugis like sugi and babakana, maybe the rice, Miro Makhdi. But you're saying the whole thing is that Savi Drabanan Lakulu. Okay, good. Saying good. So you're saying afterwards, we establish it Lamais. Okay, so it's Mistabi you're saying like that.
There's all the pieces.
I guess that's what the Yahweh is saying. Good, it's saying it's only his Kumad Rabbana. In this case, though, I didn't find any cage. You see that? You're saying that should always be the case if she went already?
No, I don't know.
What's going to hurt? Mochi Laz, but Ben Nidi can be the God of the door, like we always said. Right? I don't know. Okay, we got to think about it. I didn't see. You're saying it's Mistabra because of Chumra. The whole thing is a Chumra, you're saying.
Pasha says you're not making a prop on any of these tefillahs.
Yeah, the pashtus is well. We pashtus is yeah. So we broke the haka.
Yeah.
Poshim shari, you're not going to do you doing that. Yes, Ellie won't.
Isn't Parma usually where we try to find kulas when she's lanseis a bailo because of concerns that it's going to be either it's gone al bailo or that there's
yeah.
Going to be a problem with shal bailo.
Yeah, things of that. Yeah, you're right. That's also a good point. Yeah.
Not because of ben hanita or anything like that.
You're just saying, yeah, it's I hear libo nokfo and things like that. Yeah, could be you're saying good. We didn't really melabin that so well. We have to melabin that. We have to think about that more. I guess you have to say the rule of thumb is if it's a chumrah, she was already with her husband, okay, you let it go. But again, it's mikra din, then maybe you would do it. So since this is a chumrah, okay, since this is a chumrah, but it's a machle, I don't know why you view it as a chumrah, it's a machle yishonim, you know? It's a machle yishonim, I don't know why it's a chumrah. Like it's mechaber amal. The shach saying that that way. Shach is pretty stark like this, you know. The shach is stark like this. He says nearly ikaladina. No, he's pretty stark like this. Shach in both those two mekaymus, you know. No, let's say the last. He says it by the last game, but I think he means, you know. He only says it by the last case. You're saying that if you didn't do chafifa. Bonus tefillah, you're saying, and then she worked with the glue and the paint. You're saying maybe only in that case. Saying I don't know. It's not mashma like that. Okay, we got to think about it more. Okay, let's go back to now. Katzitza bebeis astarim shenimsus lacharat tefillah. What's the din? So we already discussed lamaisa that iyum beis astarim is different than iyum kol aguf halacha lamaisa because a woman that doesn't do chafifa in her sar is not mayim the goof. She has to go to mikvah a second time, even if she didn't find a chatzitza on her body. Remember, we mentioned that. But a woman that doesn't do even beis astarim with that tefillah is not mechuyev to go to mikvah a second time. Question is, though, what happens if she finds a chatzitza after going to the mikvah beis astarim and she didn't check before? Is this din different than a woman that finds chatzitza another place in her body after tefillah? So, the Gemara we have, famous Gemara in Samachbav, Beis Meis Mishkos Rabbin HaKadosh, Shetavla also, Meis Mishkos Rabbi, Shetavla, the also, Menimsel, that's in Chaitz, Ben Shinev, Yitzchuk Rabbi, Tfil Acher. So just saw the Gemara Brachos today, for davening, if you see Rabbin HaKadosh in a dream, Yitzapel Chochma. Yitzapel Chochma. So, Lamais, it says, if you see Rabbi Elazar ben Azari in a dream, Yitzapel Ashiris. So I affect the cash of one of the other Khan. Rabbi HaKadosh also was wealthy. He, you know, with the Rashi and Al-Tayr. You see with that Antoninus, right? With all the vegetables, all the beautiful. But he never ate it. At his table he had all the delicacies. But he himself was he was like an Ani, because he wouldn't eat the stuff. Amazing. But so the Gemara says he had this thing, the Shiv Khosh Rabbi Shifana Etzim, Ben Shinev, he took a rabbit to Acheris. So what's it did? So from this story, you see, if you don't check the Beis HaStarim, and you find a chatzitz, you got to look at the second time. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Sifch, Simikuf Tzadi Ches, Sifch HaFei. In lo yidicha Beis HaStarim, Beis HaKamad Mishloh, Nimsim Da Rechotz, lo also lo tfil. Lo mnitzel lo da Rechotz, avi shlo bak kukon mafil, also lo tfil. And domo lepikas guf kis rosh. So lo maisa, let's get this cloud. She cleans her Beis HaStarim, and checks him for the tfilah, and then she finds chatzitz after the mikvah, we assume Lamaisa it's good. It's the same din as a woman that finds chatzitza on her body after tefillah. If she was tovel, some of a chafifa, it's good. If not, she's chayav mikvah a second time. That's if she did a bedika beis astarim. But in the situation where she was tovel and she was not, she dealt with paint or glue, and then she found it beis astarim, that's a machlokes. Mechaber and kufsani tesis if you beis says you can be makel. Even if she didn't look at a storm with that tefillah, she doesn't have to go to mikvah a second time. And the shach in Sifkotan Lamed Gimel, in Kuf Tzadi Tes, Sifkotan Lamed Gimel holds like the Rokeach. I'm sorry, Kuf Tzadi Ches, thank you, Jordan. In Lamed Gimel, he holds like the Rokeach, you must go to mikvah a second time. Thank you, George. Kuf Tzadi Ches, this last din of Kuf Tzadi Ches. He says he holds like the Rokeach, and you got to go to mikvah a second time. Okay? Rokeach is poskins lechumro. Even if you're niskas kolim eksamim, you have to go lemais because you don't know lemais when it went in your teeth. He says nearly lahachmer. So we've mentioned three shachs today that are machmer lemais. And he says you have to go to mikvah a second time. Okay, kuf tzadi ches sifkot lamed gimel. Correct.
Isn't the rokeach even arguing on the kuf tzadi ches chafei
shavah?
Even if you did it beforehand.
Im lo hitichet vechastar. Says Yimlo Yidicha.
No, he says,
right, but I'm saying the case in the Mechaber is Yimlo Yidicha Bez Hastarim.
The Rokeach is arguing, the Rokeach with the Shach quotes in Kuf Tzadi Ches Lamed Gimel,
yes,
arguing on both of the Shulchan Aruch. If you did a Bedika, or even if you didn't do a Bedika, if you find the Chatzitza afterwards, you have to go again.
How do you know that he's...
The Shach quotes Rokeach on the Shulchan Aruch and Chafei.
Yeah, but the
Shulchan
Aruch
Chafei
is
in Lo Yidicha. The case is in Lo Yidicha in the Mechaber.
Wait, even says
what's the lashon of the Shach? I don't have it in front of me. I thought I thought it was only in Lo Yidicha. No, you feel the Saska Cholim Ksom Shachos. It's Lo Yidicha both cases. Yeah, I think. All right, we got to look at it more. We'll look at it more. Okay. All right. Let's go bite them now. Let's get to Mr. Lekas Dummy. Okay? So we said that the Mishnah says, in the beginning of Nida, Rabbi Eliezer Omer on Zion Amar Alpha, Blizzom or Arbon Nosh, Medai and Shaitan, Besula, Mulberis, Menika, Vyuzakana. I'm going to be sure I need to know something about Besula, Halach, Kedit, Rabbi Eliezer. A Besula, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, and an elderly woman is called Mr. Lekas Dummy. And a Musalek as Dami has Nafkemin is Ladina. Chaber writes a Kupay Dalat Siv Zion. In Megia Vesta, Bimei Bura, Shukar Ubro, Bimei Minikisa, Shehem Esrim Barba Chadashim Shalol Avlad. The definition of a Minekis is up to 24 months after what the babies die. Phil Mes Avlad. Ain Sarach Lifro Shamach Vesta, Phil Batok Vesta, Muteris Bol Bidike. You know, that's a din. You're not allowed to. You know, if a woman lost her husband or she got divorced and she's nursing, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, she can't get married for 24 months. Why? Because if she gets pregnant with her new husband, her milk will dry out and the baby might die. So that's a whole shiloh, is how we do that. With formula, you can get out of it. But there is such a din. I remember one of my rabbis, Shmuel Tausli, it's a great going in Eretz Yisrael. He told me he had a relative had this shiloh. So the Bezdin and the Rabbanun was dealing with it. It's an interesting shiloh. Because nowadays you have formula and things like that. But in a Hanami, the baby's not a formula, it could be a sakana. Okay, so we're defining Lamaisa, and we'll get to it more about a Menekes. But let's start now with a pregnant woman.
Couldn't that happen here even with the first husband? Why is the second husband deviating?
First husband has to survive for the kid. Second husband doesn't.
The first husband, exactly like Jordan say, will hire a wet nurse. Second husband, the assumption is not. Excellent, Jordan, correct. Second husband will not pay for that, correct. Because they didn't have formulas, we're assuming. Okay, very good, Jordan. So what's the din about a pregnant woman? What'd you say?
And the wet nurse might be cheaper than the formula.
Oh, okay. So what's the din? Allah alamaisa. Okay, let's get this. What's the din about a pregnant woman? So the Ramban in Yiraf and Mizmaskam Midarminen says once a woman sees blood, pregnant women usually don't see blood. But if in fact she's seeing blood, in that case, Rahman al-Assan, the Rabbi Gonor of Simon Shtig spoke about yesterday, the blood clot issue, which he's told me he's still trying to resolve. But might as well think, I mean, whatever, not thank God, but she miscarried. But it could be, potentially, a woman could be ushered for many months, possibly, till the end of the pregnancy. But Lamaisa, the Ramban says if the pregnant woman is seeing blood, she's not a Mesulekas Damin. So therefore, she's Kovei Vesis. She has Vesis. So don't call her Mesulekas Damin. However, the Rajbo, in Torah's Abai is by Zion Shar Gimel, points out other great, other Gedolei Rishonim, all the Rishonim Achronim are great. They pass in against the Ramban and they say no. They say Amul Beres from Inika are considered with Selekas Domin as an objective category. Even if she saw three times in a Kavua time, it's amazing. The din is, we say they are not Kovei Vesis. We say the whole thing is a surprise. Doesn't mean a thing. So Mimela, I actually seen blood? No. It's like the, we learned the Rashma and the Ra, right? About halakha is Gover over Metzias. The halakha is Gover over the Metzias. Remember we learned about the din of Vesakhoidish, remember? There's no kinds of Vesakhoidish. Halakha beats it out. For the Gabbat Ipsulim. So that's similar din here, what's happening here. Rashba quotes many Rishon Necholek on the Ramban. And then there's a last sheet, which is kind of like a middle sheet of the Ravid, who says no. Who says that Muslek is Domin, even though she is bleeding, she's not Kovea Vesis Kavua, she'll be Kovea Vesis She'ena Kavua. Okay, so that's what he wants to tie it. So in other words, she cannot be Kovea Vesis, even if she saw three times, will still be Choshish that is a Ves She'ena Kavua, and it'll be uprooted with one time also, like a Ves She'ena Kavua. So that middle opinion is what the Mechaber Taka Paskins. Mechaber Paskins Halacha L'Maisa in Simekupei Tes Sif Lam Gimel, like the Ravid, he says Muberes Lachar Shlosha Chadashim Libura Menika Koesimar B'Chodesh Lachar Ledes Avlad Eina Kovas Vesis Filu Meis Avlad O Gam Lasso, even if the baby dies or you wean him Dumbim Misulakin Mehen Kolzman Libura Shlosimar B'Chodesh Komokam Koshish Loriya Shetira Kedrech Shlosh is the Vesis She'eino kavua. So Machaber writes black and white like the Ravid. Here it's important we should mention Machloik is a Sidri Tar and a Balatanya. We mentioned it before with a pregnant woman, are you choish for his bane in this? If you remember when you chazer, guys. I want to share the chazer, look in Shulchan Aruch, look in Shulchan Aruch. Make these 2 weeks. I know you want to relax a little bit, but you can't go a whole day without Talmud Torah, so chazer up. So Lamaisitz, Lahalacha, we said a pregnant woman, right? Lamaisa was not Chayesh Shron his bane in this, and just for a Vesa Shena Kavua Bilvad. So that was that machlokes we had between the Sidur Tara and the Balatanya. Okay, now what about nursing? So let's say a woman weans the baby, she stops nursing. So what's the din about Vestas that she had before her pregnancy? What's the din? Do we have to be Chayesh for these or not? Halacha Lamaisa. And the truth of the matter is, this is a major machlokes in Rishonim. The Rashba in the Torah Zabayis Zion Shar Gimel says a woman has to be choishish as soon as she stops nursing for all the vestas she had before her pregnancy. Okay? Even before she starts singing again. She makes a decision, she tells her husband she's going to stop nursing now. Done. Then you got to look at the vestas. And the Ravid and the Ramban and Husnida Perek Vav Halacha Zayin says not that way. He says she has to see one time after the nursing if she weans the baby, and once she sees one time, then it brings back all the vestas we had before, and we have to be choshish because a woman is not yetzah begetim esukas domin till she sees once. Rashba writes no. Once she stops nursing, she doesn't have to see blood. So lahalacha, believe it or not. The Mechaber is Machmor, like the Rashba, in Siman Lamadal. He says, Over Yemea Ibor, Siman Kupay Tes Sif Lamadal. He says, Over Yemea Ibor Vanaka, Choseris Lachush Levesis Sarishon Ketza. Hayala Vesis Liyamim in Lamuda Rosh Chadashim, Kashad Rosh Chodesh Rishon, Shipo Gazbo, Kaykokiyotu Bezet. Kenadin Imayala Vesagu, Vesman Yadua, Van Hayavesis, Imayala, Im Hayavestiv Vesis Aflogus. EF Shalachush Achetoxel Leros. Chazal Leros of Philippamach, Cheshim Aflogah, Shaisal Lemuda Lahafli. So he says, Beferish, Lamaisa, that by, Vesis Chodesh, it will start immediately, even though she hasn't seen blood yet. Not by, Vesis Aflogah, but by Vesis Rosh Chodesh, in fact, you have it. And the Shach, and Sifkat Nayin Hay, says the Mechaber is a Pella. We possibly like to ride in the Ramban. Of course she's got to start seeing. She's got to start seeing, Lamaisa, in order for you to what? In order to start being cautious for the Vestas. And says to the Sharior Nira that Ashkenazim could certainly be Mako like the Shach. So the Shach, a lot of times, I think it's the fourth time today, that we skull like on the Machaber. The first three times was Lachuma, this time it is Lachula. Okay, what about a pregnant woman? Let's get to the pregnant woman. So the Gemara has in Chesim and Beis, a Lashem Uberes Mishi, Yavada Uber, the Kama Akaris Uber, Sukhas Omishim Remeir, Shlosha Chadashim, 3 months. Vavishin Raiva Dover Zechel Dover Shir Maiki Mishlosh Chadashim, that's by Yehuda, right? By Tamar. So the Mechaber in Sif Lam and Gimel Paskins, like the Gemara, that a woman is considered to be a Musulekas Daman after 3 months of pregnancy. However, nowadays, we know that's not the case. Nowadays, we know that a woman seems to be from Bismana Gemara, they used to bleed for the first 3 months. But Bismana Zeh, we know it's different. That a woman who's pregnant stops seeing blood immediately from the onset of her pregnancy. So how do you relate to this change? So says the Shus Yankiv in Simenai and Aleph, that he says, in a Chanami, Bismana Gemara, women would bleed, he says, Bismana Gemara, women would be Mesulat Domin, Mitchilat Zayiraon, but they wouldn't know. They didn't know what was causing the cessation of blood, so after 3 months, they would figure it out. So he says, really, what? There was no difference between Bismana Gemara nowadays. And therefore, he says, the Gemara was Koveh, she's a Mesulat Domin from the second, there was Nikra Ubru. Because then they knew clearly that it was a pregnancy. But they knew, though, we can discern it right away. And therefore, not right away, but at least pretty soon. And therefore, much earlier, and therefore that's considered to be Masulekas Daman from the beginning of the pregnancy. So really, the Gemara and Bismanas are on the same page, according to the Shus Yankiv. However, the Sidri Tara, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Dal, Sivkot and Zion, is Cholik on the Shus Yankiv. And he says, no. He says, Biyameinu, a muberis considered in Masulekas Daman only from the third month of the pregnancy. Ledaito, before the 3 months, were chayshish that she might see blood, and therefore she is not considered to be Masulekas Daman. Machlekas Shmus Yankim and Sidri Tava. So Reb Moshe has two tshuvas on this. The Sidri Tara is saying, Lemaisa, that Biyameinu, she's considered to be a Masulekas Daman from the third month. It's a din, Lemaisa. It's a din. It's still a chshash. Still a chshash, you might bleed. So Shnai Mesulek is done until 3 months. So Reb Moshe in Yordei Achele Gimel, Simenun Beis Os Aleph, says that Bismana Gemara, the women were Mesulek is done only from the third month of pregnancy, but Biyameinu Nishtanta Hametzias, and therefore women are Mesulek is done from the beginning of the pregnancy. That's one tshuva Reb Moshe. And another tshuva in Yordei Achelik Dalet Simen Yud Zayin, he seems to constrict his words. He quotes Rabbi Kiveger in the Madura Kamas Simen Kuf Chochez that has a suffix in the Shiloh, and the Avdenez in Yordei Simen Reish Lam Chochez Taka Machmu. So he seems to what? Seems to be wavering in that second tshuva. But Lamaisa, the Sheva Alevi says, Robachon Ramaskin Biyameinu, they are not considered Mesulek Kasdam until after 3 months. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Zayin Os Aleph. And therefore, a woman who's pregnant, who sees blood in the first 3 months, she's like any other woman. She has to be chayshish for vestis, hachayish, haflaga, and onus beninus, and this ria could be mitzarav to kviyas vestis kavu as well. So we said, okay, nowadays we said most women don't see blood within an hour, first 3 months, and mainly has no real nafkamina. Lamais, if she's not seeing any blood, but Lamaisa, if she doesn't have a Ves Kavua, she has to be Choshish at least one time. Her Ves HaChodesh is not Kavua. Her Ves HaFlog is not Kavua. Onus Beninus, you know, because, you know, Ves HaNekvua is Ochre at least with one time. So you have to, you know, you'll have to do it until you are able to Ochre it. And if she's Koveya Ves HaFloga, she'll have to watch, she'll have to, you know, you need to be able to break that up as well. Halacha Lamaisa. So that's, seems to be the Maskan is that she's the, you know, she's not a Mesulekas Daman until when? Until actually the 3 months have passed. That's what it seems to be the din. Okay, let's just get to Menekes. Really quickly, we said that Lamais, according to, there's a Gemara Nida and Tesim and Aleph, and it's a Machlokes to the Meir, And against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds a woman's menekes. Kozman, she's menekes. Actually, the foal, she's considered mislekes damen. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say she's considered mislekes damen for 24 months, even if she's not actively nursing. So, Rishonim Paschal, like Rovat and Tanoim, for the first 24 months after the latest, she's considered to be a menekes. That's what the Beis Yosef has, Kupedal, Ozayin, the Raskol Mashkos, Kavim Nika. But Yameinu, though, we know that most women start menstruating once they stop nursing. Correct? And therefore, women that are not actively nursing see blood 2-3 months after the latest, if they go to formula right away. And therefore, Lamaisa, obviously, the din is going to be what? She'll have to, you know, she's treated like a regular woman that's seeing blood. So therefore, Allah Lamaisa, you're not going to have that scenario come up that, you know, she's a menekes because she's actually what? She's actually seeing blood, Lamaisa. Yes, Johnny.
Should be Ogre versus Kavua during that, within those 24 months?
Meaning, yes. Yeah, I mean, if...
I mean, when she starts having her...
when she starts seeing, then it's Mafia that then.
Right.
But theoretically, yeah. She's nursing, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. It's much like a dumb mamish. Okay, let's get to Ketana and Skena. Very quickly. Of course, the food is not here on the last day, right? We made a special... I made a special order, too.
I think it is here.
It is here?
I think it might be
Oh, they left it there?
Yeah,
Charlie, why don't you just check for a sec, because we'll finish up real quick. So we don't have to worry about it. Is it there?
Yeah.
It is there. Okay, great. Okay, so let's just finish up. By a Kana, I just want you to know, a girl who's, you know, who's started to menstruate, let's say she thawed three times, but not Kavua times. So the Taz and Sifkot Mem Gimel says, a Tana that saw blood three times turns into muhsekes bedomen, and therefore she has to be choish the veseshin and kavuas bidiyuk like a gedola. And the shachter in the Nekudas HaKesef argues, and he says a ketana is not choishes le'olom the veseshin and kavua, even if she saw it three times bismanim lo kvuin. So it's important to mention that a girl after 12 is hofekes leo bogeris. Even if she hasn't seen blood, after 12 and a half, actually, we should say. He says after 12, but I think the din of Bulgaria is after 12 and a half. Even if she hasn't seen blood, and be a menu, Lamaisa, that doesn't really come up so much, Halakha Lamaisa. Haktani says it's not so matsui be a nini, because women are not getting married, Lamaisa, right? If they gil 12. What does that have to make it? So he has no nafkemina, Lamaisa. That's what he wants to time it, okay? I don't know why he says, I think he means Bulgaris is an adult in the modern Hebrew, not Lamaisa like that. But I want you to know that Machlei Shachtas, okay? I don't know, in theory, in a country where they get married. Okay, let's just close with a Zekena. Gemara, Mechaber has a Kupay Tes, Sifkot and Chavtes, Sifkot Tes, what is a Zekena? Where they call her mother. Kol Zekena Kok Ashuri Zekor Ima, excuse me, but Paneha Bachos Zekenus Veina Choshesh. Now, the Beis Yosef says, the kavan is to an age where most women are not makbid when they're called ima. Now, nowadays, most women are called ima, or mother, or whatever whatever they're called, mommy, whatever it is, or ma, whatever you call your, what do you guys call your mother-in-laws, huh? You haven't said anything to her? Huh? I don't say anything to her, right? I call my mother-in-law ma, M-A, right? So, I'm from the Midwest. So, I don't know, but the Beis Yosef says, once the women are not makbid, they're called ima. So he points out the shariora, everyone's called mommy. So what it means is safta. That's what nowadays they're makbid not to be called safta. So if they're ready to reach the age, they're not makbid called a safta. So he says that's fine. So I remember Simon mentioned the kufi alokas. So the kupedat sif gimel, he quotes lamaisa different ages. He says to this din of that it's kena be considered so long. He says 53, 60, or 67. The Sidri Tara, the Kupe Chesed Kondal, is a different Agdara. He says, menopause. Menopause is when your Mislek is Domin. And he says, many Achronim are arguing on this Hagdara, even though it's very Mistabu. So I just want to point out, after she became a Skana, she doesn't see blood for three times, she's considered Mislek is Domin. So the Lechem, the Simla, says, you don't have to be Chosh even for a Vest Shin and Kavua. Now, what happens if she returns and sees blood three times? Ritzufa Zuzmanim Kfuim. If she's Koveh Vesis, she has to be Choshish again to break it up for 90 days where she didn't see blood. But there's one difference between a Zakena and a Ketana. A Zakena that sees blood when she's Regila, when she was Regila Liros Bol, before she became Nizdakna, she's Choseris Leves Kavua Yashin Shalah, even after one Re'iyah. Just like, remember we said, Kishim Shet Isha's Nekar Ves Kavua, if she, Choseris Lechlachshah Shalah, after Re'iyah of one time, Dovat. You know, if you had three, 26, 26, 26, then you broke it up. It was like, 23 and, 28 and 29. And then you got to 26. Remember one time that brought it back? So that's what he wants to say. But it's Canaan that sees blood as Manchal Oysel Rose Bowl. Doesn't he have to be Choshes versus Akodim Shalom? So that's what he wants to say. If it was a totally new time, you don't have to be Choshes for anything. If it was the exact same time, then it would pick it up on that regarding that thing. Okay. Shkoik to everyone. You guys all learned. We'll talk about more. It was a pleasure teaching you, and let's have the lunch, Lomais. Oh. Got to ask someone if someone plays an instrument.